Borobudur and its surrounding is like one spirit that brings serenity, a conquered heaven. Borobudur leaves so much meaning to the people around it.
Here is Newsline. Head of Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency BMKG Dwi Korita Karnawati emphasized that her agency is committed to supporting all national development programs launched by the Red and White Cabinet era government. At the opening of the 2025 BMKG National Evaluation Meeting in Jakarta on Thursday, Dwi Korita said that BMKG is a strategic institution in providing weather, climate and geophysical information. So BMKG ensures that all services and innovations developed are in line with Astacita's vision and Indonesia's agenda. Indonesian mixed doubles pair Rinov Rivaldi and Lisa Ayu Kusumawati advanced to the quarterfinals of the Indonesian Masters 2025 after overcoming the resistance of British doubles Gregory Mears and Jenny Mears. With a score 21-18 and 22-20 at Istora Senayan, Jakarta on Thursday. That was Newsline.
This is the time for the show. Flowers blooming on the ground. I woke up in line. I'm in overdrive, not ready to slow down. One step closer to the sky. There's no going in the way. I'm counting highlights, so electrified, so fading away.
Пусть ты tunggal lan manunggal enek-enek ku cecek iswandoro aku sedati ni urip panjangmu sedati ni urip iku ono ing asu mamai ayu ning bawa.
Over 17,000 islands stretching between two oceans. Studded with more active volcanoes than anywhere else. Dazzling natural beauty and biologic diversity. Discover Indonesia's eco-adventure. Home to one of the new seven wonders in nature. An extensive network of national parks and nature preserves, protecting its ecology and biodiversity. Boasting fascinating natural diversity and tropical climate all year round. Tourism in Indonesia offers a wide range of exciting outdoor recreation. unimaginable ways. Adventurous journeys through untamed wilderness. A multitude of opportunities to interact with wildlife in numerous national parks across the country. Home to 28,000 kinds of flowering plants and 300,000 wildlife species. Four of the parks have been declared as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Eight are listed as biosphere reserves. Keeping balance between preservation and development. The seascape scenery is as stunningly diverse as the landscape. Unique eco-friendly resorts providing thrilling excitement and environmental sustainability. The epicenter of marine biodiversity. More than 600 species of coral, over 3,000 fish species. The natural wonders of Indonesia. Nature and ecotourism. Wonderful Indonesia.
First glance, his face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of ulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sotali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Sigaligali, a unique wooden doll from Pomo village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Sigaligali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro. Sigaligali is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosir Island whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Simangale, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of Manortor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simangale died or was killed in the battle, and his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat fell ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simangali. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. the spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, si Gale-Gale could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. But now, si Gale-Gale is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Si Gale-Gale comes from the word Gale, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, si Gale-Gale is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that si Gale-Gale can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect si Gale-Gale's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old si Gale-Gale statue at the performance venue in Tobok. But because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made. In fact, our oldest si Gale-Gale statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three si Gale-Gale statues that we can see today at the si Gale-Gale performance venue in Pomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning? Well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that, so when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangale, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the manor tour. What are their impressions after seeing si Gale-Gale and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see si Gale-Gale directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat.
Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach manortor to children. There is an order in doing manortor by holding ulos traditional cloth. We were sort for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do manortor.
After I see and take part in the tortor dance with si Gale-Gale, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
We are from the city of Subulu Salam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see si Gale-Gale, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I am actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see si Gale-Gale and feel entertained. I want to come here again. We actually have a lot of hopes, ma'am, especially regarding si Gale-Gale, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
tentang katulistiwa disitu ku ada bersama bu saudara beragam warna kita. Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta, karena cinta Indonesia. Jangan pernah terpecah belah, walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama. Tetaplah satu cinta, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Kilauan samudra terbentang katulistiwa.
Chinese New Year is just around the corner. Here are three Chinatowns in Indonesia you can explore to experience the festive atmosphere. 1. Glodok. Glodok has long been recognized as one of Jakarta's oldest Chinatown. As Chinese New Year draws near, the area gets busier than usual. The vendors selling Lunar New Year ornaments line the streets, offering items to decorate homes, angpao trees, and xiongsam. You'll also find festive foods, such as the kue keranjang, or the sweet sticky rice cakes. Oranges, candied fruits, and various sweets and cookies. Glodok is home to Jakarta's oldest temple, the Dharmabakti Temple. Located in a somewhat hidden, but easily accessible, spot, along the way to the temple. You can also find shops selling prayer supplies. 2. Pasir Lama Tangerang. A historic witness to the Chinese Indonesian heritage in Tangerang. If you're looking for milkfish, a Chinese New Year delicacy, this is the place to go, offering a wide range of sizes. Pasir Lama also boasts the legendary NY Lau 55, Kue Keranjang and Dodol, renowned for generations. You'll also discover Boen Tek Bio Temple, the oldest temple in Tangerang, established in 1684. Don't forget to try the local culinary delights, such as Sate Ayam Lilit and Tangerang Laksa. 3. Lathom. Here, you'll experience a different kind of Chinatown, tranquil and steeped in history. This area is perfect for those who enjoy peace and heritage. Lathom is home to Chinese settlement buildings that are hundreds of years old. You can not only admire them, but also stay in heritage. Accommodations, such as the Rumah Merah Heritage. Lathom also features Siu and Kyong Temple, the oldest temple in Lathom and Java Island. The temple holds a rich history of tolerance and harmony that continues to thrive among Lazen's residents. Want to know more? Watch the videos on youtube.com/itsvoidcast.
itu sebenarnya tradisi minum tehnya orang Sunda.
Nyanit is actually the tea drinking tradition of the Sundanese people. It originally developed by the communities around Mount Cikuray. The name comes from the Sundanese word nyandetkeun, which means to bring closer. So, through tea drinking, we can strengthen the bonds of togetherness among us.
That was the explanation of nyanit, a tea ritual from the Sundanese land, which Dasep Bagusalam is striving to preserve. In the Nyanit tradition, the tea used comes from local plantations. It is brewed in the traditional way, using water sourced from springs around Mount Cikuray. Before boiling, prayers are recited over the water. The dried tea leaves are then added and left to steep for a while until the tea is ready to serve. When the tea is served in the teapot, the atmosphere must remain calm.
Ayo orangnya nih.
The glass of tea is rotated twice, clockwise, over the palm of the hand. Then, the aroma of the tea is inhaled 3 times. This is followed by sipping the tea 4 times gradually.
Jadi ada 4 seruputan.
So in the ritual, there are 4 sips of tea. The first sip is just to let the tea touch the tip of the tongue. The tea is still between warm and hot. We don't drink it all at once. And the second sip, let the tea reach the middle of the tongue. At the third sip, let the tea reach the back of the tongue. And at the 4 sips, hold the tea for 3 seconds before you swallow it.
Yang keempat, pangkal lidah ditahan 3 detik baru diminum. Nah.
The Sundanese old tradition is considered a medium for spreading religious teachings. It is said that Sunan Gunung Jati overused the Nyanit tradition as a way to propagate Islam. Moreover, every step of this tradition carries its own profound meaning.
Nah, jadi, dua itu.
So, the ritual is actually meaningful. Rotating the glass twice symbolizes that life revolves around 2 things. Day and night, male and female, and others. Life is always about pairs. Inhaling the aroma 3 times signifies that our intention works. An action should always be good and pure. The meaning of the 4 sips is that within us, from we were born until we die, there are 4 elements that always accompany us: water, earth, air, and fire. These 4 elements will always be with us, providing goodness in line with what we see.
Memberikan kebaikan-kebaikan juga beriringan dengan apa yang kita inginkan.
This tradition, which has begun to fade even among the Sundanese people themselves, is now being revived by Dasep through the Nyanit Festival, which has been held since 2017.
Dampaknya alhamdulillah. Jadi,
the impact of the Nyanit Festival is alhamdulillah, although it's not significant, but more people are curious, enthusiastic about Nyanit. We actually have a tea drinking tradition. And it encourages people to make tea drinking as a habit. And then, in my opinion, it has also contributed to increasing the appreciation for tea among the public.
Apresiasi masyarakat gemar minum teh.
Now, the Nyanit tradition is becoming increasingly well known. In addition to hoping that this tradition can be preserved, Dasep also aims for Indonesia to protect, which played important role of this tradition to gain a special place in people's heart.
First tea in Indonesia remains preserved, especially in mountainous areas that still maintain their tea plantation, and our hopes for the future as the Nyanud community is to create a Nyanud village. This village will be integrated, not just hosting an annual festival, but also serving as a permanent Nyanud village.
Tahunan setahun sekali ya Nyanud tuh, tapi ada kampung Nyanudnya juga.
Rockers, Atif Sidi dijuluki sebagai penyanyi rock, dan dia menolak. Atif memang lebih pas kita sebut sebagai pelantun lagu-lagu pop progresif. Figur si boy, fenomena dari gaya anak muda masa kini, jadi tema lagunya kali ini.
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Empal Gentong, a traditional dish from Cirebon that has been famous since the 17th century. It features a rich spice broth that is truly tempting. The word empal means beef, while gentong refers to the large pot used for cooking it. The beef is slowly cooked in a broth rich with spices such as turmeric, ginger, and lemongrass, creating a savory and slightly spicy flavor that delights the taste buds. Empal gentong not only offers tender meat, but also a culinary traditional passed down through generations, with each spoonful reminding us of the warmth and enjoyment of the past. Typically served with rice or lontong, this dish is often accompanied by sambal and crackers to enhance the experience. More than just a meal, empal gentong is an unforgettable taste experience. Enjoy its deliciousness and feel the authentic flavor of Cirebon.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI digital mobile app.
Here is the news for the headline. President Prabowo affirms Indonesia's government is committed to stopping importing staple commodities. Japan Coast Guard ship visits Indonesia for joint training with the Indonesian Maritime Security Agency. I'm Nuku Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the first news, where Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto expressed the government commitment to stop importing rice, corn, and salt commodities by the end of 2025, in a bid to achieve food self-sufficiency. This was pointed out by President Prabowo during his speech at the plenary cabinet meeting at the Presidential's office, Presidential's Palace Complex in Jakarta, on Wednesday. He also stated that the national food self-sufficiency target, which was initially planned in 4 years, is believed to be achieved by the end of 2025, or at latest, I should say, or at the latest in 2026, or 3 years earlier than the previously set target. The Setsu patrol ship from the Japan Coast Guard docked at Tanjung Priok Port in Jakarta on Wednesday. This visit is part of a joint training program with the